In Northwest news from KNKX, in Bellingham, a giant work of art will link the city's industrial past with the future of its waterfront, a place where pulp and paper mills once operated 24 hours a day. 88.5's Paula Whistle has the story.
This former mill site, just steps from downtown Bellingham, is covered in gravel now. Georgia-Pacific shut down in 2007, and the buildings were razed. But a couple of relics have been salvaged.
So, Mike, tell me what we're looking at here.
This is Mike Hogan with the Port of Bellingham.
We are looking at the 30-foot in diameter acid ball.
That's right, acid ball, named because it was used in the mill to relieve pressure that built up in tanks that cooked wood chips down to pulp using sulfuric acid.
Wow, standing under this, it's so massive, and it just seems like something out of the past.
It looks like something that might have landed on the moon in a sci-fi movie from the 1930s. Darby Coles with Bellingham's Planning and Development Department says there's something just really beautiful about even the oversized rivets on it.
And its exposure over time has created this very interesting, rusty, multicolored patina.
The city put out a call to artists for ideas on how best to showcase the acid ball. Proposals included everything from painting it like a beach ball to cutting 150 stars in it. The winning idea from Seattle-based Muta Studios is to cover it with glass bead-like reflective coating, similar to what's used on airport runways and on crosswalks. Cole says she likes it because it changes the ball the least.
The underlying look of the ball shines through, but it's got this iridescent quality.
The proposal does still have to get the approval of Bellingham's Arts Commission. In addition to the acid ball, the city plans to incorporate 6 wood chip tanks that were part of the mill. As for what they look like, think slightly rusty rocket ships. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.